Welcome to the Green Elite podcast, everybody. If you could just introduce yourselves first.
I'm Adam Herriot from Transition Edinburgh.
I'm Alison Johnston, Green Councillor for City of Edinburgh.
Justin Kenrick, Pedal Portobello.
Brilliant. Now, we've just spent a whole day inside, when it's a lovely sunny day, talking about how we can improve, or how we can support the local economy of Edinburgh. We had lots of ideas, like currencies and what have you. I wonder if you could give us an idea of your thoughts. What have you learned today? What's the outcome of today?
Okay, what I got from today, two things really. One is about relocalising the economy itself, which is about how do you match the spare capacity that Jonathan Dawson was talking about. How do you match spare capacity? You know, cafes that are not being used, minibuses that are not being used, buildings that aren't being used at any time, with unmet needs. So just a very basic, we think about the economy as run through money, but actually it's all about how do you exchange what somebody can produce, what somebody can make, what somebody can use with what somebody else needs. And that's a really basic question. But for me, it was the real issue that came up was how do you then link that need to meet those unmet needs and to provide to people with using a currency to facilitate that. So how do you create an Edinburgh pound or an Edinburgh euro or whatever that could actually help support local community businesses? And in the discussions we were having at the table we were at, it was really around the idea of keeping a currency based in localities in Leith and Brunsfield and Stockbridge and Portobello, wherever else, but actually having it both citywide and also local in that way. And I guess some kind of discount associated with it. If you're using your Edinburgh euro, you're getting something cheaper than you are otherwise.
It'd be a bit of an incentive.
It's got to be.
Adam?
I don't know what I've learned today, but I'm really encouraged by the amount of people that have shown up and shown interest in Edinburgh's local economy and perhaps what we can do differently. So I'm looking forward to seeing what happens next and handing it over to Justin.
Wow. So that leads us nicely on to what does the future hold? Do you think we'll have an Edinburgh currency hitting the streets anytime soon?
I think that we have to do everything we can to defend and protect our local businesses. I mean, we have too many sort of ghost town high streets. If you look at what's happened in Gorgie and Dalry and so on, what's starting to happen elsewhere, lots of small local businesses have closed, they've been taken over by supermarkets, and we all know that that money simply doesn't stay in the local economy, which isn't great for people in Edinburgh. And certainly as a local councillor, I've been really encouraged by what I've seen today. These people have got together because they realise that things are going to change in the future because of peak oil and so on. But they also, it's not all gloom and doom. There's a lot of positives there. You know, there's this real feeling that we could build the community that we've perhaps lost. I'm certainly happy to do what I can to help with that.
And there's something in there also about investing. People who have money, putting their money in banks doesn't do them much good. There's a huge amount of, you know, danger around money for people with cash. And what Jonathan was talking about was people investing their money in community turbines, community enterprises, and so on, actually maybe providing a much more secure base for money. And therefore, maybe there's a way of actually having a win-win, where rather than people choosing between ethical or making lots of cash, actually maybe ethical is the way forward for money itself as well, which is interesting.